Money FM 89.3, Best of Breakfast. The Bigger Picture, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, it's time for The Bigger Picture. Sean Cheong, we're here today. And we're looking at Apple. It's the worst performing mega cap tech stock so far this year. Can it turn around? That's a conversation we're having today with Isaac Lim. He's the Chief Head Investment Market Strategist with Moomoo. And he's in the studio ready to kick this conversation off. So, Isaac, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Thanks for having me here today.
So before we head into that, as it stands, the S&P 500 seems to have invalidated its earlier top and reversal pattern by closing at new record highs to start off this week. Some dips this week, but anyway, we are seeing market leadership shift in the sense that we see a bottoming of how you consider that 80% of the S&P 500 constituents are trading above their 200-day moving average, plus, of course, some strong IPO debuts and the Russell on the green streak. So what are you making of this?
Definitely, the US market has been on a tear, but one interesting thing to consider right now is that we are at the end of Q1. There's going to be a bit of profit taking. There's going to be a bit of rebalancing of asset and portfolios by the institution. So window dressing period, as we call it, right? So I think it is a rational decision to see some sort of the big mega caps sort of sell off from here, right? But it's not really a cause for alarm. And with regards to Russell, definitely across the whole US economy, it is definitely a bit more undervalued now. And it also makes sense for stock pickers to start looking into Russell to pick the underperforming stocks.
All right, and on the note of performances, let's consider this now. One stock is down 10% year-to-date, and that's Apple. Apple, normally considered the bellwether of the market. When it sneezes, the stock market catches a cold. And when it's having a good day, the market has a good day, but not anymore, it seems. So what's going on here with Apple?
I guess you can say that Apple, or rather the market, has built up an immunity to the cold, right? But jokes aside, I think there are a couple of reasons very quickly that I believe has led to this sort of a separation between Apple and, by extension, the market as a whole, right? So I think the first point that I'll make is that Apple was seen as late to the VR game. If you follow the news, right, last year they launched their Apple Vision Pro, but this VR headset with AI technology is nothing new. It was actually launched by Facebook and Google Oculus Rift as early as 2014. So it's already quite dated if you think about it. Second thing, riding on the late to the AI rally, right, for Apple is really the fact that Apple, everybody knows that Apple adopts tech very slowly and safely, unlike their bigger competitors like Google and Samsung, especially when we're talking about the mobile product line, the mobile segment. Google Pixel 8 Pro, Samsung S24 has been known to launch with very strong focus on the AI capabilities of the phone. And of course, finally, I think the third point is that recently, Apple also announced the shutdown of their EV department along with the in-house watch display department. So I think all these things taken together seem to have added a bit of drag to Apple's price.
We also need to consider all the lawsuits that Apple has been facing. That has been front and center recently. And I think at the very least, all these lawsuits are going to be a distraction. It's going to take a lot of time. It's going to take a lot of effort. And there'll be a lot of headlines tracking Apple. It's just going to be painful. So what sort of impact would these lawsuits have on Apple fundamentally?
I agree with you, right? All these lawsuits are really more of a short-end distraction, right? From a fundamental perspective, Apple would be what I now term as a value tech, right? It's not really so much a growth tech. Could pivot in the future, but right now it's a value tech. If you look at Apple, okay, the management do not launch products very quickly. They take their time with it. The improvements have been incremental at best. But at the same time, the management has also been aggressively buying back shares over the past couple of years to maintain Apple's share price and its value. And at the same time, looking at it from a dividend play, Apple has also consistently been paying out higher and higher dividends over the last 12 years. So I think for now, Apple definitely in a fundamental position is still quite stable, but things may change, you know, when they start pivoting and launching new ideas, moving into the growth tech segment.
On the note of tech, since you've mentioned it, so we know that technology changes very quickly. And that's, of course, something that investors are aware of. And with that, investors would look at Apple, for example, and they start to look for catalysts that will move this stock higher or lower. NVIDIA, of course, is an example of how sensitive it can get. So why has Apple set up this tech run compared to, let's say, Microsoft, which has also almost similar catalysts as Apple?
Interesting, yeah. So as I mentioned earlier, right, Apple, as known to its investors, is very cautious in the way that they choose to integrate new technology into their products, right? So with regards to the AI race, right, they do it very slowly. They're not as forceful as their other competitors, right? But of course, as you rightly pointed out, Apple, Microsoft, seems to have quite a similar catalyst. But I think one thing that has been working for Apple is now becoming the thorn in its side, right? That would actually be Apple's stringent data privacy policies. So by restricting the flow of data and also being such a strict gatekeeper on its apps that's being allowed on its app store, this has actually led to the much slower development and uptake of AI-related apps or even software within its ecosphere.
Microsoft, on that note, has been off to the races. Momentum is clearly on its side. It is not on the side of Apple, if you look at that, because now Apple is basically below all its critical moving averages, as it has been for most of 2024. So in an odd way, we look at these dips and we start to wonder, are they presenting attractive levels if you look at it from a technical strength? So Apple is right now caught in a battle between the fundamentals and the technicals, and seems to be basically caught in a wedge for most of the last 12 months around the 165 to 190 support levels and 195 on the resistance lines. How should we read the characteristics of this war right now between the fundamentals and the technicals?
It's interesting that you use war. I don't personally think it's a war. I think price always leads fundamental, and one factor will always tend to move ahead of the other factor. Right, of course, in a perfect world, fundamentals and technicals will confirm each other, and I think that would be the best signal. But right now, from the technical perspective, right, like you mentioned, Apple is within a wedge, and this is really its consolidation phase. And this just really means that the market, or rather investors, are waiting for a catalyst, right, whether positive or negative, to cause it to break out of its either the resistance of 195 or break below its support of 165.
Let's take a look at, again, Nvidia and Meta. And now, and we've also mentioned Microsoft. They seem to be offsetting all these dips in Apple because markets continue to have green days. Markets okay, even though Apple is down. If you're an investor and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to move away from Apple just on the merit of all these broken indicators and all these headlines and what we've been hearing in the news, is this wise?
You know, as a market strategist, I cannot say just hold on to the stock blindly, right? I think it has to be an educated decision, right? So there are two ways of looking at it. If the indicators are broken, right, it could just mean, first scenario, Apple is lagging its peers terribly and should eventually catch up. But of course, with such a big lag, you would have to confirm that with fundamentals as well. Now, having said that, the second scenario could be, yes, Apple is lagging its peers because of such broken indicators, right? But that also may mean that fundamentally, there is something inherently wrong with Apple at the moment, right? And again, investors should properly do a deep dive into management or even the future views of Apple and do their own due diligence before making an informed decision.
So in your view, should Apple still be a bellwether for the market?
I think at this point, no, not really. But you should look at the sector as a whole, right? At the mega caps as a whole. And definitely the S&P looks promising from here.
Thank you very much, Isaac.
Thanks so much, Sean.
We've been speaking with Isaac Lim. He's the Chief Head Investment Market Strategist with Moomoo. And this has been The Bigger Picture on Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio, at the App Store and Google Play.